the number of Irish graduates getting jobs abroad is growing. Just over half of graduates have a job within a year, but a quarter of them are working out of Ireland. The information is based on surveys from 7 universities here and 6 teacher training colleges carried out by the Higher Education Authority. Their chief executive, Tom Boland, is here. Tom, thanks for coming in to us.
Good morning, Gavin.
Lots of talk of brain drain in this morning's newspapers as a result of this survey. Is Ireland experiencing a brain drain in your view?
I wouldn't be at all as negative as that. I'm well aware what the phrase means. But just bear in mind, the overall context here is of a situation where employment of graduates generally has now come back to pre-recession levels. Those seeking employment are something around the order of 6%, and the general unemployment rate is between 10 and 11%. So that's very positive. We're also seeing salaries, finally, the decline in salaries finally being reversed, the salaries for graduates, a decline which has been going on for years. So even here in Ireland, the salaries for graduates is increasing. And the third very important piece here in this, apart from the brain drain issue, is that graduates in ICT programmes are hugely in demand and are showing very, very high employment levels, both here and abroad. Proving the point that, in fact, that much often repeated need for ICT graduates is in fact a reality. So, come back to the brain drain, then. Yes. Then, if I may, I think what it shows, Gavin, is that it's absolutely essential that we focus as a country on economic recovery, because there is no question about it. Nobody should be forced to immigrate to get employment. So I think that's the bottom line. And clearly, there is still some element of that. Even though economic recovery is taking hold, these trends take time to feed through. On the other hand, I'm not at all as negative as brain drain as that phrase would imply. There are positives here as well. One positive is it is quite clear that our higher education system is still graduating graduates of very high quality, which are highly in demand internationally. And that in the context of the severe reduction in resources to the universities over the last few years, the quality is still being maintained. And the other point to remember, I think, previous history would show us that when economic recovery does occur, and there are very strong signs of that now, many of those people, not all, but many of those people will return to Ireland and bring the additional skills that they've gained abroad with them. And also, I suppose it's important to say, not everybody is immigrating because they have to. Many people do so because it is the right thing to do in terms of career. So it's a bit of a curate's egg in that regard.
What graduates are most likely to leave?
It's right across the board, actually. The graduates who have least success, let's say, in achieving employment and achieving high pay employment, are those in the humanities and social the arts and humanities faculties. They are the ones that have least success generally.
And teachers, because you surveyed 6 teacher training colleges.
A significant number of education graduates are also immigrating, and that combined with the fact that also a very significant number of graduates in teaching in while they are in employment. They actually are in temporary employment. And that, I think, reflects the current structure of the teaching profession here in Ireland. The teachers are getting employment, but a significant number of them are, for a period of time, in temporary employment.
Female graduates are more likely to have found a job within 9 months, but compared to males, on lower salaries still. Why?
This is just, Gavin, so consistent right across society. And we recently, just a week or so, had an issue around the proportion of females in the upper echelons of the academic career. It's societal, it's culture, it requires an enormous amount of input to address that. But it isn't just in academia, it's right across society.
Of those,
so I have no answer for it, Gavin.
Of those who aren't working, what are they doing?
A significant proportion go back to continue their education.
Okay.
And that's a very, very important choice for them to make, because all this, our statistics also show that, in fact, with a higher qualification, the chances of getting a job are higher still. And a small number, I think it's of the order of 3%, are just not available for work. They have decided to take a year out or whatever.
Okay. Tom Boland from the Higher Education Authority, thank you very much for coming into our
thank
studio.
You.
It's 7:45.